This is recorded. This is recorded A. This is recorded A. This is recorded A. This is recorded, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look, I just flip a switch. Flip. I don't know nobody else is doing this. Body start to drop, ayy. Hit the floor. Now they wanna know me since I hit the top. Ayy, this a rollie, not a stop. Why shit don't never stop. This the
This is Recorded Podcast, back at it again with the White Vans, Daniel. We have our first official sponsor, advertiser, whatever you want to call it, Taste of Essence. If you're in the Baltimore, Maryland area, and you're looking for some good soul food, not just good soul food, good to the soul food, please call 410-812-8717, and that's on from Wednesday through Saturday. To get you a Taste of Essence, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, they got you. They got whatever you need. And on Friday, that's F-R-Y day, they have the good food. They have the fried food. It's a cheat day. Ain't that a cheat day for you?
Mm-mm.
Okay, it's not. But Taste of Essence, if you're in Baltimore, Maryland, and if you max out your Uber Eats, if you tired of DoorDash, if you done got all them different emails and they finally caught up to your ass, they deliver. So you're in luck. So, once again, Taste of Essence, if you're in the Baltimore, Maryland, DMV area, check them out Wednesday through Saturday. That phone number is 410-812-8717. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Taste of Essence. And they deliver. Let's go. So today, if you know anything about the show Euphoria on HBO, first of all, tell them to send us a check. Then just let them know we are promoting the whole series for you binge watchers. It is out there. So go watch it. It's a really good show. And this podcast is dedicated to talking about this, that show, and the issues that go on and the different things in that show. So if you know that show, you know it was a part where somebody was dancing in that show. And this might be a spoiler alert, kind of. I'm going to tell you what goes on the show, but not the characters. So it's kind of a spoiler alert. But somebody was dancing to that song. And if you know, you know. If you don't, you don't. But Euphoria. I'm joined with somebody who's been fired from the podcast. They keep coming back. I don't know why. It's a little bit weird. But go ahead. Let them know who you are.
I'm Chan.
Okay. Newly fired Chan or just Chan? Unemployment Chan or just Chan?
New year, new me, Shan.
Did you give a 2 weeks notice?
You said I got fired. How the fuck am I going to give a 2 weeks notice for getting fired?
Because you should notice that your performance sucks. So 2 weeks before, you should get fired.
Yeah, I didn't get fired, first of all. Like, and for what? What am I getting fired for?
Not showing up. I've been carrying this ship, getting all these sponsors, Taste of Essence, by myself. Where have you been? Have you been working?
Yeah, I do have a job.
That's a lie. So Euphoria, what do you think of it? What do you categorize it? What kind of show is it?
I don't really like it that much. I'm just playing.
Why the fuck are you on the show if you don't like it this much?
I'm just kidding. I think it's really good. Like, I don't know anybody who watched it though. Like, well, one person, my cousin. Tony watches it, but
shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Tony. I don't know, it's just like a different kind of show. I love a show with like real life situations, like well, it's a lot of like drugs, alcohol, like sex,
bitches, money.
Yeah. Drug
did we say drugs?
Yeah, we said drugs, but I meant doing drugs, but then they selling drugs, and these are like children.
And these are different kind of drugs, because it's kind of like white people drugs, or like, is it the drugs niggas are doing nowadays? Because we're not kids in high school.
I don't know. But when I was in high school, I don't know. Like, I just recently, like, figured out that niggas is really doing, like, real life drugs. Like
elaborate. Like, what do you mean, like, real life drugs?
Like, meth. Like, somebody at the job, like, cousin. No. It's her nephew, does meth.
Wow.
Yeah, and I didn't know that people really did meth.
I would say shout out to him, but I don't think you shout out people that's doing meth. No, you shout out like a clinic where they can get help to stop doing clinic. But you know they say that's where all the drug dealers hang out at. It makes sense.
At a methadone clinic?
Around them. Because you're trying to get your life together, but fuck that. Come and get this work.
That's sad. That's disgusting.
Baltimore, Maryland, I'm sorry, but y'all niggas had that problem.
I'm sure.
Yeah, two.
Yeah,
I
agree.
But anyway, the show, it ain't many people that watch it that we know, but I think it'll be a lot of people, and hopefully this podcast will get you to binge watch it for yourself. And I just feel like it's a great show. It's a real-ass depiction of, like, what's going on. Like, in real life, in high school, not that, like, sugar-coated shit. It's a little weird because it's, like, high school kids doing it, but I checked, and all the people are adults that's playing these kids. But, like, let's go into one scenario. Like, I mean, a hot topic right now, they show a fucking abortion, and I've never seen one in a room or a machine or anything. I thought that was, like, whoa, that's kind of, like, edgy. Yet true.
But we watched a special on HBO when, like...
But I never seen them, do, like, they show them leaving the room. That, like, little machine or whatever the fuck they showed on Euphoria. And
I don't think, like, that was accurate. Okay. I don't know, but I don't remember them showing a machine either.
Yeah.
But
did, okay, so...
I've never had an abortion, so you about to try to ask me for what?
I'm just asking.
Okay, I've never had one.
I'm just saying, you know, you gotta ask questions.
Like,
damn,
no.
Live a little.
No.
Okay, so is that accurate? Do they suck something out, or?
They definitely suck the baby out. Well, yes, it's not really a baby yet, technically. But yeah, it's like a, from what I don't know, because everybody I know, I mean, you normally are asleep. I think you gotta be asleep. But I think they take, like, some type of vacuum suck the, like...
This was, like, for show purposes, I guess.
I mean, probably not. What? I didn't see the machine. What was it? It was, like,
it,
a vacuum?
It looked like a generator. I was like,
all right,
whoa.
I'm done with this bullshit.
No, I'm saying, like, I didn't generator? Know. I didn't know it was big and orange and... But this is what Euphoria is, what we're trying to say. This is the type of shit that, like, it's some real, like, shocking shit. But it really... It's some real life shit because it shows a girl, basically, Zendaya, you know. I said I ain't gonna tell them, and I'm telling them. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a spoiler, kind of not. But, like, basically, she's a drug addict, and she's trying to get clean. But how she got into drugs, it's very real, and what's going on a lot is, like, her dad had cancer. So, he had a bunch of pills, and they were laying around, and she started doing them. So... That's, like, a real depiction. I really appreciate the show for showing that, like, how that shit happens every day. Like, what's another scenario, like, that happened, like, the different people? That's real life shit that needs to be shown that you've seen.
I mean, they show, like, abusive relationships, like...
Teenage.
Yeah, teenage abusive relationships. Somebody having low self-esteem and then, like... Getting a little confidence, but then going a little overboard with it. Like, somebody who, like, you know, has, like, issues from, like, stuff that's, like, childhood. Well, they're still children, but, like, stuff from even when they were younger that's carried on. Most of them had shit that carried on into their, like, teenage
years. Yeah, like, each episode opens up, yeah. Which is very
daddy
cool.
Issues.
And this shit is shot amazing. Like, it's shot fucking out of this world.
Is good. It's just a really good
And Drake
show.
Is an executive producer. Like, this is a show that y'all are gonna... This is gonna be one of them shows where months, 6 months after the shit go off a year, or maybe 2-3 seasons in, then people really fuck with it. I think it'll be one of those kind of shows.
I don't even know how we started. I guess we just randomly started watching it.
Yeah, I mean... But I just think it's a real important show because each episode... opens up with a different issue. They have like a bunch of young black dudes, like a father, like trying to push his kids to play sports and like can't ain't in the man vocabulary and you could do all things and pushing that shit so hard on him. But then when he gets to college, he's realizing like, yo, it's each level. And when he reached the college level, dudes is bigger than him, stronger than him. And he's just like, is so focused on not being a quitter, he's trying to join a fraternity or some shit. And, like,
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I don't know. It was weird. But, like, people letting dudes do whatever to him. And he gets embarrassed in front of his girl. But, like, he's trying to shake it off because his dad told him, be a man. Don't let people see you like that. And that's some real shit. It seems like, I mean, first of all, your dad got to be around. That's number one. But then when your dad is around, you have some of those dads, and we know some, that fucking push your kids so hard, but that might not be their dream. That's your dream. Mm-hmm. I remember with Snoop Dogg, like, he, like, the son had to break it to his dad. Like, he was into making videos and films and shit. But, like, Snoop's dream was, like, go to college, go to the NFL. He came up in Snoop's football league. He really wanted him to do that. But, like, after a year, like, he told his dad, and he was really good, but he told him, like, Snoop, like, I really didn't want to do that. And that was, like, a hard decision for him to say, but he said it. So,
yeah.
That's just, like, some real shit. And that's, like, what happens. Like, what else happened? Like, a girl, you know, like, a girl, she's small, and then she goes off on vacation and drinks fucking 36 or something pina coladas, virgin pina coladas, at an all-inclusive resort in the fucking islands. And she had a little boyfriend, but when she came back, she was big. And then now it's like, damn, like, I don't have a little boyfriend. Like, that is some real shit, and it fucked up her self-esteem. But, like, it also showed, like, in relating to today, that you can be famous over the internet because nobody really knows each other, and a lot of people hide behind aliases or whatever. And she had, like, a big following behind making some shit up, like... The self-esteem, I think, is kind of a theme throughout the whole thing. Another girl, the girl with the parents, that she was in pageants and this and that. But what happened with her pageant? Like, why'd she stop doing them?
Which one was
they couldn't afford it? The one that just strangled and all that. She used to do pageants. She was like, Miss something. Oh,
the
her.
The one that got strangled.
Yeah, she got strangled by the dude. She was a pageant girl.
If you get strangled, you die. I don't
know. He choked her, and then they went and did all the little...
Oh.
Yeah, she was in... I think she said, like, somebody got...
I think her mom...
Molested or something, and her mom pulled her out.
Yes. Somebody was... Yeah, her mom said you couldn't... She couldn't do it no more.
Because she... I mean, she was, like, an attention seeker, and then she, like, seeing her family dynamic is like, yo, my parents don't even fuck with each other. And, like, I'm looking for some affection... Because I don't really get none at home, and I love attention. So, you know, y'all fuck with the most popular dudes and stuff like that.
You say he strangled her?
Yeah, he did.
He didn't strangle
her. Did he not strangle her? I feel like I'm just taking over the podcast. You trying to get your job back. Can you tell me another story? Tell about, like, Jules without telling about Jules.
This is not, like, you can't tell it without telling it.
Do what I said, okay? You're trying, like, for real. Like, this is like a, like, temp agency with you being on the podcast. So you need to figure that shit out.
Look, I don't need this job.
Okay, well, hold on. Like, hold on. We're going to take a break. Didn't I tell your ass? Hey, y'all come get her. Because she's fucking up. No, get her off of my motherfucking show. No, you hear her fucking laughing in the background. Get her the fuck off my show. Come and get her. Call Pookie and them right now. All right. Okay, so we're back. Are you going to act right now? Because you got the paws put on your ass. Oh, you want to go there?
Oh, you want to go to jail today?
You want
to
go there?
You
want to
go to jail?
Okay, so long story less long. It was an altercation.
Here we go.
And we about to take it there. And I almost had to go to jail, y'all. Because she want to act crazy. And if you want to act crazy, we can act ghetto, girl. I hate when white people do that shit.
I hate when white people say ghetto.
I hate when white people
Because I feel like they don't know.
Come on, girl. We can do this. Like.
Patience, try that shit. Like, girl, I had to. And I just shut down immediately.
And, yeah, like y'all better go fry that. That fried chicken so good. Y'all, like, when they get new employees, they try to tell them that shit. Like, fried chicken Fridays,
no,
y'all gotta try it.
They told us that, and when I was eating meat, I tried it, and it wasn't good.
Y'all gotta get the fuck out of here with that. Okay, back to what we were saying. Before, so, you gonna act right, because you done got handled already. Okay, thank you. So, we were saying Jules. Talk about Jules, but without talking about Jules.
I would rather not name names and just say what like
the okay, I could try to bleep that out.
Bleep what out?
Jules.
I'll probably have fun fucking Jules.
I will.
So I just think it's a good show because it has like every aspect of like it has everybody's story. Like somebody have daddy issues, somebody have, you know, in different type of insecurities. Somebody is gay, maybe or maybe not. Somebody
watch the show.
Gender.
Watch the show.
You know, but she have issues too. Like,
and then even with that, it's like from birth. It's like, you, I mean, I don't know if it was from birth, but I think you said 12 or what age was it?
I don't know, but when they
it was a certain age. I think they.
She was younger than the 12 family. When she went to the when her mom made her go to that like psych ward. And then she probably have issues because her mom left them. Exactly. And then it shows like some, you know, supportive parents, very supportive parents.
Super supportive parents.
But then some parents that are supportive but fucked up, then like drunks.
Then there's some parents that do some weird fucked up shit, watch Euphoria, that affects the kid. And you start wondering, is the kid going to be like the dad or... whatever. It just really is a good show. And even with the character that we're talking about that I'm going to probably bleep out depending on if I feel like lazy or not. It was just like they didn't like who they were. So they didn't really know. And they had like mental issues. And they get sent to a psych ward. And in that psych ward, it got real deep. So watch Euphoria. Like, because it just really...
But I think her mom more so sent her to the psych ward because she... Like, I thought when we were watching it... I don't know.
You gonna give it away?
Well, this is stupid, then. Like, maybe you should just say, like, it's gonna be spoilers. Like, don't listen to it unless you've watched it.
Well, you should still watch it. That's why I'm trying to do it, but not do it. Hammer don't do it. No. Somebody else said don't. I'm fucking up. Anyway... yeah, it's just like, you know, real supportive parents and then like how people go through stuff, how people don't identify a certain way or whatever. And like you'll hate yourself to the point where you want to hurt yourself, kill yourself. And then you start doing things. A lot of that, too, becomes like sexual behavior because like you hate yourself. So you feel like worthless and sometimes you want to be treated like badly sexually. And even at a young age, which is weird, but that shit happens, like, all the time. Like,
there's a lot of controversial shit on there, but I feel like it's real. Like,
that's why this show is so good.
A lot of, like, kids, like...
with issues.
Yeah, and a lot... Like, it was some adults, like, fucking with kids.
Yes.
Some, like, child pornography shit. Like, it's a lot of
like, how old are you? 17. I'm 21. Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
Or even, like, the video that was surfacing about the one girl.
It's, yeah.
Like, that's child porn. That's like, real shit. Like, you can't fucking do that.
That shit that happens all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, so.
So, it's just, like, I don't know. It's just a really, really good show. And I wanted to just really get on the podcast and really just keep making more and more podcasts about whatever the fuck I want it to be because it's my shit.
Like, why are you...
Yeah. Because your ass just got fired.
For what, though?
Because you don't act right.
Okay, I don't want to be a part of this.
You don't have to be a part of this.
I don't have to be a part of this.
I don't give a shit. I'm tired of you
and
shit.
I don't care. I quit. Okay?
Hold on.
Hey, call her mama. For real, because she don't fucking, for real, like, I call her Pookie, like, she don't act right. Call her fucking mom. No, I'm sick of this shit, yo. Like, for real, I got an Airbnb, like, it's one that you got to share one, but, like, I got one for the night, like, I'm sick of this shit. Like, y'all niggas, like, for real, call her mama. And she's still fucking laughing.
All right, so this is the last chance. We're trying to wrap this shit up. We trying to tell you, but don't tell you. I think we did a terrible job. Once again, maybe like reviews aren't our thing. We don't do a good job of reviewing shit, but we try it anyway. So wrapping it up, and this is really your last shit. Like, it's over. Your mom is coming. Don't call Snowbird, you know, the whole spiel. You know how she do it. You better not call me. Anybody know her mama, she going to come over here and she going to show out. But wrapping it up, Give people three reasons why they should watch Euphoria.
Okay. Dylon.
Oh, yo, speaking of that, like, I'm glad you did that. Because niggas was talking about their top 50 lists and shit like that.
They put Dylon on
there? Nah, but niggas is making top 50 lists of the hottest rappers. And I was kind of disrespected. They was mad because Joe Budden was at number three. But we've been doing lists.
Joe Budden should not fucking even be on but the list. But
we've been doing this shit. We've been doing a list of the hottest rappers, and niggas don't want to give us our flowers and our fucking credit. So I'm going to have to go over this shit one more again. Number one, Slow Down from the fucking Saint Lunatics. Number two, fucking Chingy, right there. Number three, Jaquan. We're staying in St. Louis. Okay, you niggas are fucking trash. Number four, Bow Weezy, Prince of the motherfucking O-Town. Number five, fucking Spectacular or Pretty Blue from fucking
Spectacular don't even rap.
No. From, you know, I'm just saying, like, I could go on and on for days and days, but it's like niggas don't give us our credit. Give them a couple people that they missed out on this list.
All right, bro. I'm the one with the mask.
Slow down. I said that one. You can't you can't piggyback or to piggyback off of what Reggie said.
It's not like, slow down.
It's slow down.
I literally didn't know. Okay, he had
give us
a name.
Another one. Give us a female word.
I thought he was the one with the mask.
Oh my god. Give us a female. That nigga's asleep on.
Okay. Rodigger. Rashida.
Get it popping like some bubblegum.
Oh my, these people are fucking Kaya.
I mean, like, these lists is, and we've been doing, y'all can listen to old podcasts, we've been doing these lists, and I just feel like we ain't getting our credit.
Credit.
So, fuck y'all. So,
also, Lil Romeo. I'm sorry.
Dude. I was going to say Lil Romeo.
ICDC knowledge.
I said ICDC college. I'm just saying, niggas really don't give us our credit. And I'm sick and tired of it.
I hate you.
And that's a demerit.
Okay.
They about to get expelled.
Okay. So, the reasons to watch it. I just think it's like a really, like, good show. Like, why did you do that?
I was bored.
You asked me, though.
Okay, you can finish.
I won't.
Okay, first grade, we'll wait.
Fuck you.
Boy, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go now.
Come on, go ahead.
No, because you're acting like an ass, so.
Because you're
done.
Fired. You gonna walk off in the middle of this podcast? You gonna get
don't
fired.
Don't fucking play with me.
Give me three reasons.
No, I won't.
Give me one. Give me one.
No, I was trying to, and you act like you was bored. Like, you asked me.
I was bored.
All right, so but now let's I'm not bored. Yours. No, let's hear it.
Dylon, 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 and Dylon. That's why. All right, number one is some real shit that everybody's going through, so you need to watch it. Number two, Zendaya ain't fuck her life up. That's very important. She didn't fuck, she played a real fucked up person in this, but she didn't fuck her life up, and she could have. Because some niggas from Disney that fucked their life up. Number three is we need to see more of this. We need to see more of some real shit going on and not like some. I just feel like it was almost too real because I done learned some shit that I didn't know that people, especially about the drugs they were doing. I ain't never been around that or fuck with that. So I learned some shit. So, I mean, it's just a real depiction. I think niggas really need to see it. Drake is the executive producer, so he knew and he has the vision. And Drake's mansion look amazing. Have you fucking seen it?
That don't move me.
Alright, fucking Goodwill. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Alright, why don't you go fucking, like, save an orphan?
Save an orphanage?
Yeah, what the fuck are you doing? Damn.
You are a fucking trash person.
But I'm just saying, like, I'm just trying to have a good time and you trying to fucking. Are you ready for Jehovah's Return?
Jehovah Jireh?
Jehovah Jireh. Yeah, shout out to my unborn son, Jehovah Jireh. You know, I'm gonna name him Jireh when he come here. Jireh. You know what I'm saying?
Scene.
Okay, so tell me one of the worst falls that you ever had in your life. Cause we didn't talk about shit about Euphoria like that.
Not really.
So tell me what's one of the first falls. Yabba dabba do.
When I tell you I hate people who do that. What? I can't even talk today.
I swear I can't talk today.
I'm getting so tongue tied. Oh, like, stop fucking doing that, y'all.
Oh, okay, so what's the worst fall you've ever had in your life? That you probably looked around like, damn.
Like a literal, like, fall.
Like a literal fall.
I don't know. I don't normally fall. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can tell some stories about some people who I know.
You say, are you slipping and falling? I can't get up.
My mom falls all the fucking time. Like, and she'll throw some slippers away.
Are you going to get her a life alert?
Yes. And also, my dad fell at work. Like, over, like, a fucking, like, treadmill or some shit and, like, ripped his pants, like.
Like.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Yeah.
Has your sister ever fell that you remember? Your sister.
Oh, yeah. She fell going to the ice cream truck. Fell down the steps and then still got some ice cream.
Okay, speaking of that.
And this was, like, not, like, we were growing
up. I didn't quite fall, but I was coming to visit Virginia. From California, and I got excited because I seen somebody outside, but I forgot about screen doors, so I ran directly into that shit.
No, and that shit hurt. Jerry ran into that glass door.
Oh my god, that shit
was great.
We were at the fucking. If anybody knows, especially if you live in Georgia, you have been to a motherfucking timeshare where these niggas talk to you forever and ever and ever, and we were in a timeshare looking around, and this nigga hit it. A door. Like, and shout out to Jerry. I hope you shit in your pants and get C. diff right now. Like, fuck you. Like, yeah. That is what I'm saying.
Jerry, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you. So we just, that was our positivity segment. we just like to spread light in Jehovah Jireh's name. Mm-hmm. We like to, he is risen from the dead. He is risen from the dead. He is risen from the dead. I'm just trying to save us because we did a terrible job at explaining. Like, I don't think that's for us. Maybe, you know, I tried it a couple of times. It didn't work.
I felt like we talked about it and it was fine.
I feel like we didn't.
Okay, and that's your opinion. You can believe what you believe.
You trying to go to jail today?
Oh, here we go.
You in here texting still. What the fuck? Why are you still on here if you keep doing that?
What did I do?
You trying to get fired. You already fired.
What did I just now
do? Why is your phone going off in the fucking podcast?
I put my phone on silent.
So how? We watched Casper the other day. He did it?
All right. You know what? I'm done with it. I'm over it.
Do you have anything else you want to say before I turn this shit off? Because you're about to be over and done with.
You gonna kill me?
Why would I record myself doing that? Think about it. Do you have anything for real? Because you're about to be out of here.
One?
Yeah, go ahead. Go out with a bang. So if you were to get fired from this podcast, how do you go out? What is your dream scenario about, like, okay, we're going to save this podcast right here. This is going to save it. Okay, Shan, you did a great job, but we're going to have to relieve you of your duties. We're going to need your badge and whatever keys you have.
Okay. All right. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you.
Okay. That's how you go out.
Yeah.
Okay. So, so do me. Because this is like... This podcast is freeing. Go ahead and free yourself.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Fantasia. Okay, now you fire me.
Okay, so, you know, I brought you in here to just talk to you. You know, your performance has been trash lately. I'm ghetto. I work at Love & Hip Hop. You know, your performance has been trash lately, so... You know what I'm saying? Like,
look, check this out. If you gonna fire me, don't fucking finish. I quit. Your phone fucking going off. You can't even fire me, right? Nobody even likes you. Everybody out there don't like you. They talk about you all the time. They don't like you. And this motherfucker, honestly, that sweet tea you got in the refrigerator, I've been pissed in it months ago. Because your ass act like that. Your husband's cheating. I seen him on motherfucking ChristianMingle.com. Mr. He is risen 38. His ass is not slick.
He is risen 69.
Yeah, 69. He ain't slick. I never fucking work. I be sleeping in the bathroom half the time I'm here. This nigga does drugs over here, and nobody likes none of you motherfuckers. Somebody better call security, because I'm about to act up in this motherfucker. Fuck y'all.
And that's
I quit. You can't fire me. I quit.
Okay, you already got fired.
No, I didn't get fired because I ain't signed shit. Fuck that. I quit.
Bro, you don't have to sign something to get fired.
And make
fired.
Sure you give me a good motherfucking referral.
Get this nigga out of here, y'all. Get man, this fuck, motherfucker man, fuck, out of here.
Man, fuck this podcast.
Security,
fuck this place, man.
I'll see. Okay, that's fine. I'll see you
and
at Judge Judy.
And I'll have my day in court.
And I'll see you at Judge Judy.
Fuck fine. Judge Judy.
Okay, and that's fine. And I'm recording. This is recorded. Huh. Oh.